This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here, live from the MVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Google Trends expert Justin Burr is going to join me to break down the top five search trends on Google this week, plus the most watched YouTube video. Thanks for joining me, Justin.
Hey, always a pleasure.
So for this week, what's number five?
Number five, this is like, it's equally funny and also like kind of a bummer. It's NASA intern. And so an overzealous, soon-to-be NASA intern took to Twitter to exclaim some of her excitement using some profanity, which is, you know, inappropriate, but whatever. And somebody tweeted back at her and just said, language, with a period. And the conversation went from there to a pretty inappropriate place, so we're not going to talk about that, obviously, on the radio. But the person that she went back and forth with and was arguing was an ex-NASA engineer who wrote this book you might have heard of called Rocket Boys, which turned into the movie October Sky featuring Jake Gyllenhaal. And he's also currently on the U.S. National Space Council. He is a U.S. National Space Council advisor. This guy's Homer Hickam. He's a pretty big deal. And NASA saw the exchange and revoked the internship, which I think rightfully so. Like, she said some pretty inappropriate things to this guy, but it's a pretty big bummer. Like, just leave it off of Twitter, people.
That is so true. And I remember reading this, and it wasn't just her fault. It was also her followers. They started berating this guy, and they were using hashtag NASA. So that's also is like, whoa, like they made it a lot bigger than what it was supposed to be. I think it was a good disciplinary action. I mean, if you did that any other job, you would have been let go or reprimanded.
I totally agree. And the situation is, yeah, then Homer came out with kind of a blog post that was like, listen, I had nothing to do with her internship being revoked. It was probably all you people that were hashtagging NASA that brought it to their attention. And
yeah.
Now he's actually helping her find another internship. So stop attacking this man. All he wanted to do was say that he didn't like that bad word next to NASA because he holds that organization so close in his heart. So I don't know. It's an interesting thing.
Yeah, I would like to see what internship she gets later on, if she gets one.
I know, it could be an interesting one. Maybe it's like, you know, sanitation internship. She's in there cleaning the bathrooms and things, but she's still at NASA.
Yeah, yeah. You know what, though? She'll probably get up a little bit higher, only because this guy is going to help her out. You know, it's who you know, right?
Yeah, exactly. Homer's a pretty big deal.
So what's number four this week?
Number four, the Little League World Series. My God, it's the best time of year. I absolutely love these little kids. It's so fun to watch. They're so good, and there's so much on the line. They're so passionate about what they do. It's just down to four teams at this point. And so if you don't know, the Little League World Series happens every single year, and it's a worldwide tournament for the children in baseball aged 10 to 12. And it consists of 16 teams, 8 from the United States, 8 from other countries, but there's a variety of different qualifying things that involve more teams than that. But right now, there's only 4 teams left, and they're playing in the semifinals. Tonight, we've got the team from the southeast region of the United States, Georgia, the team from the west, which is Hawaii, which we'll talk about more later, and then we've got Japan and Asia Pacific. And then there's just so many little fun stories coming out of this. Like, have you seen the video of Big Al, the 12-year-old that came out from Middletown and was like, hi, I'm Big Al, and I hit dingers. And now he's been on Jimmy Kimmel. He's been on SportsCenter. All these MLB players are trying to get photographed with Big Al because he hits dingers. And then also Hawaii is kind of like, they're the fan favorite right now because the team got a little bit emotional last night before they played Staten Island to go to the semifinals. The coach is telling him that, like, they're their beacon of hope for all the people back home that are suffering from the hurricane right now. So, you know, it's an incredible story.
Wow. Where can you watch any of these games at?
Man, ESPN's got them all, and then any of their affiliates as well. So I've been watching them all on ESPN. There's probably going to be some, now that it's in the semis and the championship, maybe ABC, but for sure ESPN.
Man, I was like, when you said Japan, I know in Japan they're, like, really, really big into baseball. Do you think they're going to win?
You know, I actually think that Hawaii is going to win because they have been playing so well. They beat Staten Island last night 10-0,
wow,
which is absurd. They had a grand slam. And the thing is, they're playing Georgia, who has had a string of just unbelievable luck, but I feel like it's going to run out. On Monday night, they were playing Texas. They're down two runs, and they down to their very last strike with two outs left in the bottom of the sixth. The guy hits a two-run homer. It goes three extra innings. Then they hit a walk-off sac fly to win the game. So Georgia's been playing good, but I don't know. I haven't watched a lot of the international teams just yet, so we'll see how they stack up. But regardless, I can't wait for Sunday, which is the championship.
So this week, what's number three?
Number three. So, yeah, Hawaii. Hurricane Lane has been getting closer to Hawaiian Islands right now, and it's dumping so much rain. Just watching the news this morning on the Big Island, there is just tons of rain out there. And it's interesting because you think of Hawaii as, you know, it's obviously a very tropical island. Each year we have hurricane season, but Hawaii has always been pretty sheltered from any type of storms. There's only been two Category 5 storms that have passed within 350 miles of the Big Island since the agency started keeping record, and it hasn't happened since the 90s. So Lane was a Category 5 at one point, but it's been downgraded to a Category 4. And so it looks like right now it's just a ton of rain. It doesn't look like there's too much devastation, but there's still the hurricane has been lingering. And it's also moving really slow, which is dangerous because it can just drop that much more water. But this morning coming out of Maui, there's a huge brush fire, which is extremely counterintuitive because you think Hurricane Lane is going to be dropping all this water. But a fire has sparked up, and it's actually destroyed some homes.
How did the fire start?
They don't know. I know. Nothing, no conclusive evidence at this point.
That is really weird. You're right. With all that water, the fire shouldn't have even started. So what's number two this week?
Yeah, we've got Animal Crackers, and they're going to be sporting a wild new look for 2018, for the rest of 2018, and for the rest of their existence, one can assume. So they announced that the animals on their famous packaging are no longer going to be behind bars. Because if you recall, on the Animal Cracker little pouch or the little box, the animals are always behind bars, and now they are free. The animals are free. And that was the result of some lobbying that PETA did because they didn't want their animals to be confined anymore. And, you know, it's interesting, since 1902, when they were first created, the only thing that's really changed about the packaging is just what species have been on display. So 1923, they added an American elk and then a brown bear in 1987. But, you know, it's interesting. This also raises the debate a little bit on Google of like, okay, aren't these cookies? Like, what's the difference between a cookie and a cracker? Apparently, they're just slightly sweetened, so they're technically crackers, but, you know, that's a conversation for another time. But, you know, other than that, PETA has been trying to get people in Baltimore to stop eating crabs, and so they put up a big billboard that said, I'm me, not meat. See the individual, go vegan, and people are pretty mad about that. But I'm stoked on this decision, because the animal should be free on the box.
I don't know. I don't think it matters, because you're going to bite the heads off anyways. At least that's what I do.
Yeah, see, but that's a humane way of killing the cracker, though. You take the head off, it's a nice, clean break. You don't want them to suffer.
You know what? Now I'm going for the legs. Just for you,
wow.
Justin.
Evil.
I don't know. I guess it's a step forward. I don't know. It feels kind of superficial. It's just a picture. But maybe I'm just being kind of callous to it. Am I being callous? Should I be happy?
Well, I think it represents more than that. Because if you're so used to seeing animals behind cages, you just assume that that is their natural state. And then when you're a kid, you're impressionable, you know? As adults, sure, I don't think it really affects us. But as kids, now they see the animals, they're free, and, you know, I think it will positively affect their kind of ability to look at animals in a different state.
Okay, Justin, you got me there. I'll give you that. That sounds pretty good. For this week, what's number one?
Man, it's back to school, and I remember when this trend would just make my heart sink, have to think about leaving the freedom of summer into the shackles of school and education, but that's been trending this week. School actually started this week. My sister is a teacher here in San Diego, and she went back to school yesterday. I'm like, why are you starting on a Thursday? I think they want to ease the kids back in. They do a Thursday, Friday, and then they get to go back to the weekend. But yeah, it's a hot trend this week. Everybody's kind of figuring out what they need. The biggest search trend in terms of search interest is calculator. Then you got backpack and pens. So I guess those are kind of the hot items that you need to get.
You know, for me, when it comes to the back to school stuff, I still get excited. I like going to the stores and buying new notebooks, and I'm never going to use them, but I do it every year.
That's odd. That's
really
an odd thing that you do. Yeah, I think so.
My sister and I, we both love back to school stuff, and we'll be like, oh my God, all these pens, we got to get folders, and everything's on sale. So it's like 10 for a dollar. Why not, right?
I agree. That stuff is kind of cool. Like a new folder, that can change your whole day, maybe your whole week.
Yeah, especially if it's something like fun printed on it. I just love it. And then it's something to give my little cousins too, because it's like, oh, boom, I got a spiral notebook just for you. And it's, no, I didn't. I bought it for myself, but you can have it, right?
Sure. Okay, no, I get that. Maybe I'll pop over to Walmart later and see what kind of sales they got.
You know what I miss? Trapper Keepers. They don't make them like they used to.
They definitely don't, man. I would actually be very curious. That's a good point. I'd like to see kind of what is the new trendy school supply. Because remember those, like, little pencil containers that had, like, maybe a little indent on top you could put glue in and like make a like a glue bookmark of sorts? I wonder if those are still a thing.
Or, geez, what are those weird binder, like they go around your books? Because, you know, when you're in school, you can't damage the books because you have to give them back.
The book cover.
Yes,
yeah, totally.
Yes, the weird stretchy ones, remember that?
Yeah.
So I haven't seen those in a while, but maybe it's just here in Illinois they don't have them, or I'm just not looking hard enough. I'm just focused on the folders.
Man, that's a good point. Book covers. Okay, all right. I actually get what you're saying now. This is a lot of fun.
See what I mean? Yeah, and it's cheap, too. So it's like you get to have a couple of stuff. And then, you know, I'm a sucker for pens, the really nice ones, and I always lose them. So this is a great time to get some pens.
Yes, this is the time. This is the time. I mean, pens was number three trending. You were probably, you know, some of that.
Yeah, right. So for this week, what was the top trending YouTube video?
Man, it was J-Lo's performance at the VMAs. And I know that last week, kind of talked about when Madonna was turning 60 and Angela Bassett was turning 60, I kind of was like, you know what, we shouldn't be celebrating these people that look so young. We should be celebrating the fact that they look their age. But my God, throw that out the window, because Jennifer Lopez, has anybody aged more flawlessly than her? I could not believe what I was seeing during her performance. First off, it's incredible. It's 10 minutes long. She plays all the hits, gets the people fired up. And it was so cool. She's got 5 million views on this YouTube vid and counting already. And she also got the Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award, which I didn't really know what is too much about it. But apparently it is presented to music performers recognizing their accomplishments in music and film. And, dude, J-Lo has had, not only has she been an incredible musical artist, she's sold over 80 million records worldwide. She's also been in films that have grossed over $2.9 billion. So, you know, she's rocking. Oh, she's also wearing $2 million in jewelry at the VMAs.
Wow, $2 million?
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty insane.
That is pretty insane. Man, I watched the whole thing, and it was a bit long-winded. And at the end, I was really hoping Cardi B was going to jump out there and start singing with her, and it didn't happen. I was a bit disappointed, but it was still good, right?
It was good. It was good for sure. Man, I would have loved. Cardi is just, man, she is a captivating soul. I just love her silly attitude. Yeah, that would have been great if she could have joined J-Lo up there.
But you know what I can't help but to think every time I see J-Lo is Mark Anthony and how he left his wife. Do you know that story?
You know, maybe. I kind of know the gist.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so Mark Anthony, he left his wife and he divorced her in a country where she didn't have to be present. Yeah, right? So then his wife didn't even know they were divorced until she saw it on TV or a reporter asked her. I forgot which one it is, but that's always stuck with me. Like, Mark Anthony, like, totally left his wife for Jennifer Lopez. And I'm like looking at this video, I'm like, yeah, I can see why. She's pretty flawless, right?
You're always giving me these fun facts. This was like the donut thing last week with Ariana Grande. I mean, this is good stuff. All right, I'm going to look up the Mark Anthony. Man, getting divorced in a country that you just don't even have to be present for.
Yeah, I don't know what country that was. It was like so last minute. He really, really, really wanted to be with Jennifer Lopez. And it was just, wow. Okay. And then they had the two kids. Huh? She has twins, right? I think she has twins.
Yeah.
A boy and a girl.
I get it. So, well, you know, if you're going to do that, you know, I guess to do it for J-Lo kind of makes sense.
And J-Lo has her own pants. I think it's J-Lo, right? Who has her pants that are made for women who have big booties.
Oh.
See, I can't remember this. This was like so long ago. She made like J-Lo pants. So, like, for women who are more, like, atomically correct, like, nobody can be a size two forever, right? So, I don't know if she still sells those pants, but they were good. I liked them.
Wow. Okay. Okay. I'll check it out.
All right, man. Thanks, Justin, for joining me. I appreciate you being here, man.
Hey, you're welcome.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapaine.com. That's MasonVeraPaine.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.